my mouth, you know.
Well,
you
good
see,
for you.
This mill out here, they work 3 weeks, and then they have 4 days off. And he used to stay drunk all them 4 days. But I kept him sober. I kept going him in until we got them rafters up.
What would you call a little building outside that where you keep wood?
Huh?
You had a little building outside to keep firewood in. What would you call it?
Wood shed.
What if you had, what if you kept tools in?
Well, tool shed. You could have all in one. A tool shed and a wood shed, all in one. Now, I know where there's an old one right now, it's a rooming house now. It used to be the hotel here when I was a boy. It used to be called the Spencer House, or the Long House. It's right down the front street there. It's three-story building. Well, they got a, right from the kitchen, they go out the kitchen, they got a tool shed and a wood shed. I've stacked when I was a boy going to school. They used to give me $1.50 a week and my breakfast to go down there and sweep out the office. They had an office, you know, there, sweep out the office, dust the office, and then I'd go to school. And then when I'd knock off and get out of school, I'd go down there and help them, and I'd roll wood. They'd buy wood, and I'd roll wood and stack it in that woodshed to keep it from getting rain wet, see? Right, and they come right down the step, and the tool house, you have a tool house there too, that is, you put your hoe and rake and like that in, and some of them had little hand plows where they made a garden. Everybody made a garden around here. They had cows, everybody put in there had cows. What didn't, you could buy milk for 10 cents a quart, the finest kind of milk. I had 2 cows here when this mill first started here. And the automobile, then they took the cows off the street. Well, right where Ward's is there now, I built a pasture there and thought I'd keep them in there, but it wasn't big enough. 2 cows, they just cleaned it up and I saw it wouldn't work. So I had a cousin, and he lived out here by this creek. You all see that little creek bridge there just before you get to the high school? But he lived in a little house there, and he had cattle, you know. And I sold him a cow and a calf for $150, a Jersey Holstein cow and a calf. And then I sold the other cow to somebody else, somebody. It was mixed, Jersey and Holstein. And we left two of the chicks, you know, for the calf. Just milk two of them, and we had milk, flour, butter, and soul milk, and feed. You could buy a sack of feed then for $1.
What's clabber?
Clabber is when the milk sours and makes clabber. And it's good when it's fresh.
Buttermilk?
No, the buttermilk, you take the skim this cream off of the clabber, see?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cream gets formed on about that thick. Well, my wife used to skim it off.
That's clabber.
Off of the clabber. But she'd leave a little of the cream. Well, the clabber would be kind of sweet at first, but it eventually get sour, see?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to put sugar in it to sweeten it. Well, we used to have that. And then she had a jar now, and she made butter, fresh butter. You shake it back and forth to fill cream like that in the butter. But then you get your buttermilk. Now, that's your filled buttermilk from cream. That buttermilk is just as sweet as can be. But you don't get much of it. Now, the way they make this buttermilk they got now, that ain't buttermilk.
What is that?
I don't know what it is. But clabber, some people used to take the clabber and dump the clabber with the cream.